Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today I want to talk about gay pride. I'll be honest, the idea of gay pride is not something that I understood for most of my life. I was guilty of being a person who used derogatory terms and who had a poor public expressions with regarding to lifestyles and biologies and genders and anything that was outside of what I knew and understood and was safe in. And one of the ways that I reacted to that and dealt with that in relation to peers was through ridicule and in going along with the crowd when people said derogatory things. And I can remember growing up, the thought of being labeled gay was so terrifying to me. You know, being stupid, no big deal. But being, you know, a loser or lame, those are all, I mean, unfortunate. But to be labeled a faggot was, that was way worse in the realm of my adolescent and childhood, grade school, yard. And in the attempt to avoid that label, at times I would get in line with the oppressors or with the ridiculers in hurling insults. And it was never insulted at somebody who was actually gay. It was insulted as a way to taunt. And that was something that, as I got older, initially when people said, don't say that's so gay, because it's insensitive to gay, lesbian, bisexuals, and I was like, yeah, but that's not how I mean it. You know, I just mean it's lame. And looking back, I can see how ridiculous that defense is.
Well, time out. I have to apologize. I did it again. I used the word lame to mean not good, and the disability pride movement is working to remove that word in a derogatory sense. So my apologies. Thank you to Barbara Fields for pointing that out. I will continue to work on being better. What an awesome illustration of being on this journey. And thanks for everyone who is helping me and everyone get better with compassion. Thank you. Back to the show.
If I'm using someone's identity as an insult, even if that's not what I meant, there is a tie. There is a connection, and that it is insulting. So I'm becoming more aware of that now in all the different ways that people use language as a derogatory way, saying that's so gay, or don't be such a bitch. You know, like you're saying there's something lesser than about being a woman or being gay or being anything. And so I am now much more in tune with, I think, what is a more appropriate way of communicating and relating to people. But I try to remember this because I know that without meaning to be a bad person, there were chapters in my life where I acted in ways that I am currently embarrassed about. I didn't know any better at the time. I know better now. But in that delta, in that difference, I can try to find compassion for people that might offend me in the current moment. And I'm also aware that I'm also continually going on this growth. And just in the last couple of years, it's kind of mind-blowing how much the cultural awareness, my personal awareness, our media awareness of like transsexual, trans. I mean, I'm actually like, as that word came out of my mouth, I'm like, wait, is that the right one? I don't exactly know the right way to express. I don't know the right pronouns. I don't know the right labels. And so I ask for patience and compassionate guidance to help me to continue in my path of growth. But I also, as I said, like, I'm aware that I'm in the middle of my evolution and growing, just as someone else is in the middle of theirs. And so as I see something that I find that I want to judge or bemoan or be critical of, I have to be aware that where I'm at now is something that is probably deserving of criticism from a perspective that is maybe not farther down the line or more evolved, but just at a different place. Okay, all that being said, so I am blessed with a history that includes quite a bit of gay name calling to me. Yes, when I was on the playground and, you know, 11 years old, I think I probably said that word. But in my adult life, I get called gay all the time. You can go onto YouTube and any of my videos that has a lot of views, and you can see that somebody in the comments very quickly wants to make sure that I know that you're so gay, or what, is this guy a faggot, or something like that. So it's like, and it's a whole nother issue trying to get inside the incentive of someone who spends their energy making negative comments on YouTube. Like that, like, look at how many videos are on YouTube. How much awesome stuff, how much brilliance, how much incredible achievements and entertainment. The wisest words in the history of humanity are captured and shared in this free medium. Now, I could click play on one of those amazing videos, or I could sit here while a video that I hate is rolling, while there's something I don't understand is happening, and instead of either trying to understand or going elsewhere, I will stay here in this throne of shit and tell people what I think it smells like. I don't like this. I think you are gay. You are like, that blows my mind. That I mean, let me take it back. I understand the whole the righteous indignation, the kind of addictive thrill of judging. But man, take a step back and go, how much time do you want to spend in your life choosing to sit in the shit, choosing to talk about the crap that smells on the bottom of your shoe, putting down your ice cream cone, not looking around and seeing that, oh my gosh, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of servings of the most amazing flavors of ice cream all over. They're just waiting for you to hit play and release them into your world. But no, you're like, that's good. No. I want to, oh God, I think it's gay. Faggot. So I get called gay a lot. And when it first started to happen, I had the instinct of wanting to defend myself. I wanted to assure this attacker that I'm not gay. I wanted to provide photographic and video evidence of my girlfriends or sexual exploits or something to prove that no, I am quite hetero or bisexual or something other than this thing that you're attacking me. And then I was like, wait a minute. If I have the instinct to defend myself, I'm acknowledging that what you're saying is derogatory. And I don't think that. I don't believe that. I feel like there is zero reason to defend being labeled gay. In fact, someone yells gay at me now, I'm like, oh, thank. I mean, I actually thought that I'd put on a few pounds, but if you think I look gay, well then I must be doing something right. Well-groomed, in shape, great taste. Thank you. But what I sometimes do now is I either ignore or I try to turn it into a teaching opportunity. Not so much the person yelling at me, because I don't think that person's in a place where they're listening. But sometimes there'll be an environment where other people are listening and it becomes, why not address this? And what I usually say is like, oh, well, I don't think of myself as straight or gay. I like to call myself sexy to the core. And I will sleep with anyone that I'm attracted to. Generally, that happens to be females, but I reserve the right to have attraction towards human beings that I am attracted to. The only way it would be relevant to you or anyone what my sexuality is if we're potentially going to have a relationship. So if this hurling word that you just threw at me is an attempt at seduction, I'm flattered. I don't think you're my type. I don't think our vibes are in alignment, but I so hope that you find a man that can make you happy. Blessings on you. Of course, everybody who yells faggot loves to be accused of trying to seduce a man. So happy Pride to anyone who is celebrating Pride. I try to be, and I hope that I am an ally to any group that is outside of my biological and otherwise identity. And I hope that I can continue to grow, and I hope that people can continue to have communication and patience and maybe humor and maybe understanding, because I feel like sometimes we're in a place, especially lately, where as the conversation is so loaded and there's so much emotions, that I find myself sometimes easing back from the edge, easing back from the conversations, easing back from the tougher situations, because I'm afraid of accidentally offending someone. And so in a place where I potentially could be supporting, I also know that in the attempt to support, I can also offend. All that being said, I recognize that one of the inexpensive prices that I have to pay for my privilege is that I have to be willing to be in those uncomfortable situations where someone who is dealing with oppression gets angry at me. And that is a much more mild obstacle than actually being oppressed. And I get that, and I'm doing my best to step into the discomfort as much as possible and allow other people to have their moments and their frustration and their anger, and not try to tone-splain people or tone-shame. I was accused of, I asked someone at one point, I made the comment that it would be easier for me to have this dialogue if I didn't feel like you were attacking me. And they got angry at me and said, you don't think I have a right to be upset? To which I said, no, you absolutely have a right to whatever you're feeling. I'm just helping with a roadmap to what I believe to be more productivity, but you don't have to choose that route at all. You can follow your truth. So I guess that's my roundabout way of saying my apologies if I have used a word or a term that makes you feel uncomfortable or makes you feel like I'm insensitive. I'm doing my best for now, and then it gets better, and then I do that, and then I do the next, and then as we all do. So if you are celebrating Pride this month, oh, yay! Congratulations for stepping into your truth. But really, you know, I think what Pride comes down to is a basic concept that underlies my philosophy towards everything relating to human beings, which is that there's nothing more beautiful than a human being revealing their truth. And when someone's identity as their sexuality is something that needs to be hidden, or something that has shame around it, or something that becomes an obstacle in your relationships with other people, that's tragic. Do it on your own business. I don't care what you do behind your own doors. Well, then you do care. And you are telling me that my truth is not deserving of my life, that my presence in the world needs to be diminished so that it does not cause discomfort for you. And that is not the same thing as being okay with it. So as Pride is celebrated, as people step into their truth, we are not just becoming the fullness of our being, we are also contributing the gift of us to the grand tapestry of humanity. And that is important. That's way more than balloons in a parade or... It's everything. So for everyone who is stepping into their truth, Thank you for the courage. It is a gift to you, your community, the world. Thank you. I love you. Yeah, I don't necessarily want to watch two men having sex with each other, but there's lots of couples that I don't want to watch having sex of every size and sexuality. Like, my attraction to someone does not determine their right to love one another. That's cray cray!